C Richard Perno podcast
from Envision Finance, and that's a good word, isn't it, Luke Smith?
Envision.
Superannuation. I don't know anything about it. And isn't that true? You've probably had clients at your office that have said, "I don't look at my super."
Look, it happens more often than not, and when you think about the value of somebody's retirement plan, and generally outside of their home, it's their biggest asset. I think it pays to maybe lift your head out of the sand.
Is that how you look at it, the biggest asset?
Generally speaking, people spend most of their working life trying to plan and build for their retirement, and super is a very cost-effective way of making the most of that. So outside of the family home, it's normally the biggest single asset that people generally carry.
But we don't look at it like that, do we, Luke? Because we say, well, it's a compulsory thing. I'm employed. My boss has to worry about it, not me.
Exactly, and a lot of younger people say, oh, look, I can't get it for many, many years, so I'll just stick my head in the sand and won't worry. So we're going to have a chat about some of the good, bads, the differences, and some of the things that people can be mindful of.
What are the different types of funds?
Well, look, I think you've got sort of four key types, and I think it's a little bit different in the ACT because we have our defined benefit schemes in CSS, PSS, MSBS and DFRDB, which are the military schemes. But primarily you've got self-managed super funds, which are all the rage, personal superannuation funds, and obviously the industry funds that you get where your employer puts you in somewhere and they're mandatory contributions. So they're not all the same. There are intricacies and as I say, looking at what you've got and what you can make the most of can add up over time.
You can call Luke Smith now from Envision Finance on 6255 1206. You mentioned your boss put you in a super fund. Is it? Can you go to him and say, hey, what is it?
Yeah, look, you can put your super anywhere with the changes in legislations over the years. If you've got existing funds and you want to stay where you are, you can always go to your employer under Super Choice and tell them to put the money into the fund that you already have. It's not something that's driven by the employer. Generally, if you don't give your employer direction, they'll have a fund that they already use.
Right.
But you can always have the money put into your existing fund or anywhere else that you decide to move to.
And that one that they already use may not be to your advantage? Is that going to work
well? Well, I think it's like most things. I have a conversation with clients regularly about super funds. I liken them to cars. You don't drive a Caterpillar truck through your suburb. You also don't take a Maserati into your paddock.
Yeah.
So making sure you've got the right fund is just like buying the right car. What do you need? What have you got? And what is it doing for you?
Yeah, okay. And there have been a lot of discussion too, Luke, about the various funds. How do the funds differ? I mean, aren't they all the same?
Well, I think fundamentally they are very, very similar in that they're there to provide a retirement benefit for the members. However, looking at the investment options, not all funds have the same investment options, so it's good to have an idea of what you're trying to achieve and what's available. The costs, acronym of the week earlier in the year was ICR. Looking at the internal cost ratio or the fees that are incurred in a specific investment option are very, very important because they can differ significantly. I was with a lady yesterday and we found nearly a 1% difference for two similar options.
Yeah.
Now, you add 1% up on $500,000 over a 15, 20-year period, you can start to make some significant savings by just looking and using these tools to try and compare apples with apples and oranges with oranges.
When you say costs, you're talking about fees?
Yeah, so an ICR is a cost that's incurred. So, for example, if you buy into an Australian equity fund, they might have a 1% ICR, which is the cost you pay for them to run that option and give you the ability to invest in it. And depending on how many of the different funds you have and what you can select from in the fund that you're a member of, you can take some proactive control over those costs that you incur. They could be 0.4%, they could be 1.5%. So having an understanding of what you're paying indirectly can make a significant difference to the value of your fund over time.
And Luke Smith, that would mean that if you are an employee, well, most of us are, go to your boss because the costs on the super that he's going to impale you on with their super fund may be not to your liking.
Well, I think you need to look at it at a fund level.
Right.
It's not so much your employer's responsibility to look after your retirement assets.
Sure.
I think as an individual, you need to look at the fund that you're in and weigh up, well, am I getting good value for money like we would with sofas and couches and TVs and microwaves and everything else? Don't just assume that what you're in is good. Have a look and see what you're paying. As I say, I was with a lady yesterday and we found nearly 1%.
Yeah.
1% on $500,000 over 15 years. Too many people say to me, I wish I knew that five or ten years ago.
Isn't it? So Envisage Finance, Financial Luke Smith. And a text in, and you can text us on 0488 266 266. Start your message with 2CC. Liam, Luke wants to know, what's the best way to consolidate my super? I've worked a few casual jobs and haven't been smart enough to stick with the same super fund. So how do you do it?
Well, look, I think you can go to the ATO website and you can look at searching Lost Super. It's also very good this time of year because the annual statements come out from the funds.
Right.
So if you collate those up and then try and identify where you want to move to, the fund that you decide to run with going forwards will have one simple rollover form that you can send to each of the existing funds that you're in, and that'll pull everything into one place. Nice and simple.
How do you know you're going to get the best benefit out of it if you consolidate?
Well, I think it's a case of getting advice.
Right.
As we say in my office, you don't know what you don't know, and it always pays to make large decisions with the most available information that you can get.
Okay, so what did you say to Liam then?
Well, I think it's a case of trying to identify what he wants out of super and what he's working with, because some of the variables there will be what sort of fund will be driven by the value, his interest, his risk profile, his asset allocation and his appetite for cost.
Yeah.
So I'd recommend he does his research before he moves anything, identifies one that ticks all the boxes that are important for him, and then he can pull everything in. But make sure that he also takes into account any existing automatic risk insurance that's in the fund, because if he does have a pre-existing medical condition and he cannot get new cover, he doesn't want to go blindly rolling out of funds because he'll lose insurance that he already has and he may or may not be able to get it somewhere else. So there's a risk component or an insurance component in most of the default funds, and it's important not to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Sure.
Before you know that, you can get insured somewhere else, because that's it's a big slip.
Yeah. He's casual on occasions too. Does that matter?
No, look, it's superannuation is superannuation. Right. It'd be like consolidating bank accounts.
Okay, part-time as well?
Same story.
Okay, if you only have one job and you maybe you're at home mostly and then you pick up a job for a month?
Yep. If somebody's making an employment, an SG contribution for you under the legislation, you want it all going into one place, because it's easily lost. It can also impact your asset allocation. It can impact your risk profile. You can effectively double up or triple up on the same thing because you have things spattered around. So having it central, having it in one place gives you greater visibility, greater control. It allows you to be proactive.
Yeah.
And then make sure that you're not incurring unnecessary fees and charges because you haven't kept an eye on
where
things...
Is it best to have one policy, one super?
Look, I think it's again about making sure that you have what's right for you.
Yeah.
Strategically, there are benefits in one or two different funds for some high-level strategies, but generally speaking, for most people, if you know where it is and you can control it and you understand what you're paying for, that's the best way to give
plenty
people some clarity.
There's so many super funds, though. How do you choose the thing?
Well, I guess why somebody like me has a job.
Yeah, I guess so, isn't it, really? And
exactly
you can
right.
contact Luke Smith, advisor from Envision Finance. You can ring his office on 6260 4749. So, Liam, there it is. Go into the net, have a look, see what's best for you. How often does the employer have to put money in your super?
The employer generally puts a contribution in on a quarterly basis under legislation.
So you could be working there for 2.5 months and nothing's appeared?
Yeah, but you have, under the legislation, you're going to receive superannuation for the time that you've worked, and then the employer has an obligation to make it within a relevant legislative time frame. So
right.
he doesn't have to make it on a fortnightly or weekly basis. He just has to ensure that contributions are in the fund at the end of a quarter. That's his obligation. His timing and admin, that's how he wants to run his business. Everybody's a little bit different.
Is that right? Have you had any client come to you and say, hey, listen, I haven't been paid super at all for a year?
Oh, look, I think the penalties are fairly fairly good. And I just think it's one of those things that it's an automated process, and a lot of HR areas can take care of it along the way. I think one of the biggest improvements under legislation last year was the change in personal deductible contributions, because I know the last month of the year, I think, has been the busiest 30 June in the last 10 years I've been in this industry. So we've been absolutely flat out strategically making contributions for people because the law changed. So making sure that you're aware of your contributions and where they're going, and you're taking a proactive interest in it.
Yeah. So if you want to dump all of the super funds you're in and go for a new one, is that okay too?
Oh, look, it's no different to changing bank accounts, changing runners,
right.
changing gym memberships. You always look at, what do I need, why have I got it, and what's it doing for me?
Yeah.
And super's no different.
And insurance is sometimes embedded in these super.
Yes, look,
they?
Very much so. Superannuation funds will give you an automatic level of cover for some funds. A lot of the industry funds do. It's important that you understand a few key things. One, the quality of your cover. Do you have indexing cover? Do you have decreasing cover? If you have decreasing cover, have a look around and make sure you can get something that's appropriate, because there's nothing worse than finding out over time as you get older your cover and the level of your cover is actually falling. So have control over your sum insured and check your definitions. Life cover, pretty straightforward. Yeah, we're here, we're not.
Sure.
Total permanent disablement, any own occupation, very, very, very different. And under the legislation, the vast majority of super funds have the any occupation definition. Now, that is inferior to the own occupation definition. So it pays to understand what is coming out of your super fund by way of insurance fees and charges, yeah, because you may find out that there's something better and more appropriate out there for a similar cost that would have more ways of getting you paid.
Well, does that mean if you have life insurance, don't go for a super policy that has life insurance in it?
No, I think, again, just like the investment options in a super fund, you need to make sure that you have the right structure of cover and the right amount of cover and the right maturity age. See, some covers end at 50, 60, 70, 80, depending on the fund you're in. So making sure that you have something that will suit your needs going forwards,
yeah,
is very, very important on the investment side, but also on the insurance side.
And conversely to that, Luke Smith, does that mean if my superannuation policy has life insurance embedded in it, get rid of my life insurance that I've had from another company?
Well, potentially, again, it's about looking at what are you paying,
yeah,
how much have I got, and how much do I need. But I do preface the next comment by saying, don't ever cancel anything before you know you have in place what you need going forwards. Because there's nothing worse than saying, clients come in and do it all the time. They go, oh, I've rolled from here to here, and by default, they've closed their fund. The insurance is gone. Now, if they found out during that process or didn't know that, say, for example, they were a type 1 diabetic and they may not be able to get cover, or they have a family history of something, or they've had something specific in their own physical health, I always say to clients, get the cover, get the cover, get the cover,
sure,
and then worry about cancelling things so that Murphy, when he pops up, and he's never helped anybody, Murphy.
He hasn't either, Luke, hasn't
Make sure you've got your bases covered.
All right, you can contact Luke Smith now from Envision Finance on 6255 1206. We'll get amongst what makes a good superannuation fund in your eyes up next. Maud's given us a text, and you can do that on 0488 266 66. Maud wants to know, can I use my super to reinvest? Let's take this one at a time, Luke.
Sure.
Can I use my super to reinvest in shares or property?
Look, for sure. I think, again, we just touched on looking at the sort of fund that gives you those options. Some funds will allow that. Some funds won't allow that. And if you're going to buy a physical property, then you're walking down the road of the self-managed super fund environment, because it's the only fund out there that will allow you to buy physical property. From a listed property perspective, a good fund will give you a wide range of options in relation to exchange-traded funds, listed shares, converting preference shares, and a number of different ways to generate income and yield out of your super fund, either in accumulation or retirement. So I think Maud would want to make sure that the fund that she's in gives her the option to do that. Some do, some don't. They don't have to.
Can you tell?
Well, I think it's about going into the fund that you're with and looking at the investment menu.
Right.
It should be extensive. A good super fund, a good personal super fund, will have several hundred funds that you can choose from. A very limited fund, like some industry funds, for example, might have 5, 7, 8, 10 generic options, and you don't have the ability to pick shares. So it's really a horses for courses thing, and making sure that Maud's looked at what she's got. She can get the things that she needs from the fund that she's in. If she doesn't, if she can't, tell her to give us a ring. We can find a fund that'll give her what she wants, and she can put both of those things into the super fund and use that to try and
How much can she take out?
Well, that's a separate matter altogether.
Is it okay?
We don't know how old Maud is, and
that's true, all right.
I'm not going to ask a woman her age. Okay. I learned that very early on.
And part two of Maud's question to you, Luke, is there any other ways I can use my super other than for retirement? I guess we've sort of
already. Look, I think superannuation is really just a vehicle. I think people need to look at what they're using, and depending on how old Maud is, she could use her super to fund lifestyle and buy assets. Obviously, she needs to meet certain rules to access her super to take the money out. Provided that's been met, then she can use those to fund lifestyle, have holidays and do different things. She could also use those to buy assets in her own name, split things with a partner. It just depends on Maud's situation.
There's a lot of movement then you can do, isn't
there? Well, there are a number of things that, again, you need to be aware of, because super splitting is one that a lot of people don't consider. If there's a significant or sizable age difference between two partners, it always pays to try and get money into the elder partner's name so that they could potentially access it sooner to pay down houses, buy cars and have holidays and do the things you want to do.
Yeah,
there's things that you can make really good benefits and gains from by being systematic and understanding what's available without leaving it right to the last minute, because sometimes it's too late.
Yeah, do it now while you enjoy it. Maud, I hope that helps. You can contact Luke too at Envision Finance on 6260 4749. G'day, David.
Hi,
how are you? G'day, mate. You got a question for Luke? Go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I'm just contemplating whether, when I turn 60 in November, whether I should take a pension from my self-managed super fund. I'm still going to be working for another, to the end of 2019 at least, so I don't need the pension, but maybe I should take it and recontribute for my spouse or something.
Well, look, I think that's definitely an option. Depending on whether you meet a condition of release and actually cease employment and be able to take your benefits will determine the type of pension that you can take. But you're in that beautiful age bracket of being able to work, make contributions, and then manage your account balances, taking into account things like transfer balance cap, tax-free pensions, the transition to retirement legislation, and depending on what your partner's doing, she may or may not have already met a condition of release. So it pays to be able to have the right components in the right partner's name and then to be able to use it as a cash flow management tool to be able to concessionally add to super and then manage salary, either full-time, part-time, changing hours, 4 days, 3 days, or continue on until the end of 2019 to continue to build super. So there are a range of different things you can do to try and make sure that you're set up the best way possible. And managing the components into your spouse's name is a very good way to lock in tax-free benefits from an income and an estate planning perspective going forwards.
Okay, well, I'll
bit of movement. Yeah, there are a few chases. Thanks for your call, David. And you can contact Luke on 6255 1206. There seems to be a lot of movement. You're not just trapped into this little cage that you can't touch your super and it's got to stay there until you cark it sort of thing, isn't
no,
it?
No, well, exactly right. Look, it's a living, breathing thing. And I think people need to pay attention to what they have and strategies to try and take advantage of that. Like David said, you know, different people have different needs at different age brackets and different times of their lives. Some people are still working, want to reduce some hours. Look at transition to retirement. Some people are finished and want to be able to, you know, draw an income stream, an account-based pension. Once you've met a condition of release and retired and you're at the right age, you can then look to try and pass benefits into partners' names, sure, draw income streams for them, minimise or manage your overall tax position. Shouldn't use the word minimise. So, yeah, there are a number of things that you can do to try and make sure that your super fund is working and is efficient and is really growing and it is what you need.
Yeah, so contact your own mind on what you need for your future. Yeah, it doesn't have to be in concrete, does it, Luke?
No, look, in my office, we start with why.
Yeah,
why?
That's true.
If we don't know why, it's a bit...
Yeah.
Nobody walks into a car store holding the tyres and say, what can I put these on?
That's it. Excellent. Now, you got some forum or two coming up.
Yeah, look, we do. We have these sorts of questions all the time. So what we've done is we've created Envision Education. You can go to the website at www.envisionfinancial.com.au/events. That's Envision with an E. We're giving people an outlet to try and get a better understanding and some skills and the knowledge to be able to compare different things. So we're having a six-week course. It'll go for about an hour and a half, one night a week. And it will cover everything from fixed interest, variable interest, offset accounts, redraws, super funds, insurance, pensions, contributions, deductions.
Pretty conclusive, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's frustrating in my industry for people to sit and learn things they didn't know because you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And when you find that out, and people say to me all the time, oh, I wish someone had said that to me 5 years ago. That, you might as well just stick a stake in me now, I'm done.
Yeah. When's it start?
Well, we've got one starting... Numbers-wise, we're going to kick that off at the end of July.
All right.
So that'll be on a needs basis, and we're looking to try and run 1 to 2 to 3 of these a night. The interest in that is really getting momentum, so we'll just manage the class sizes depending on what people need. We're trying to keep it nice and small, 8 to 10 max.
Good, one-on-one.
Yeah, because I think people get a lot from a bit of banter being able to put their hand up and ask the silly questions because...
That's it.
The only silly one's the one you don't ask.
Envision with an E, Envision Financial, all one word, .com, and it's a six-week course. And if you'd like to contact Luke in his office on 6260-4749 and get further details. Take control of your super. Luke Smith, we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Beautiful.